Welcome to Testing Stories from India by Pradeep Soundararajan. This series of podcast is hosted at testertested.blogspot.com in collaboration with questioningsoftware.com. I chat a lot with Ben Simon, owner of questioningsoftware.com. Chatting with him is a way I get educated as a tester. In one of our recent conversations, Ben helped me become conscious of the fact that the word test is both a noun and a verb. This got me thinking deeper about the word test. I know I've heard someone say that the word test is a heavily loaded term, and that's why it creates a lot of confusion to many people. But unfortunately, I do not remember who said that. I also started to think if there exists other professions which might have faced a similar problem. And then I figured out a profession which had a similar problem, and I also figured out that they solved it. People who work in the defense sector of any country have a job to protect their country. Now, protecting a country could mean a lot of things. Getting the intelligence reports, creating new weapons, attacking the enemy, fighting terrorism, planning for war, preparing airstrike, strengthening the force in the border, distribution of ammunition to different groups. Oops, there seems to be thousands of such. And the term, protecting the country. How do you think all of these defense departments is able to protect the country if this is also a heavily loaded term like testing? Here's how they do it. Simple. They give specific missions. If you look at any movie that focuses on defense, you would not be surprised that you hear the word mission pretty often. I think the defense people have learned to give specific missions, which most of today's test managers haven't learned, because when they instruct their team to test, I'm not sure if they know what they're asking the team to do. Are they asking to find bugs? Are they asking to investigate the bugs, assess the risks, create reports, focus on specific features, find specific bugs, write test documents, collecting the test data? Well, you know, there are many hundreds of such possibilities. So here's another side of coin. Why bother if the test managers don't give the specific missions? We can ask for it. All testers whom I consider to be experts ask for a mission before they start any testing activity. And that is one of the things, remember, one of the things that differentiates them from other testers in the world. By asking specific missions, a tester adds more value by providing mission-relevant information that the management is looking for. When you do your testing activity, you collect a lot of information, but how much of it is relevant to the mission is what the management is looking for. So what is the benefit for you for asking a mission and working towards a mission? Well, when you ask for a specific mission, you know what information to pass on to the management, and thereby you don't waste their time by giving tons of information which is irrelevant to them at that point of time. When you keep providing reliable information, you get noticed, and when you get noticed, you get paid more too. And that's how some of the expert testers, or probably most of the expert testers, make a lot of money. Well, speaking about time, I think it's time for me to leave you to think about this much deeper than I. I appreciate the time that you took to listen to this podcast, and hope to see you or hear from you. Signing off, Pradeep Soundararajan, PRADEEP.SRAJAN@gmail.com.